Hello, and welcome to this week's Eating Well. Thanks for listening to the Virginia Voice. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer reader, Martha Mead, with a half of an hour of healthy eating news and tips from a variety of sources. We'll start this week with Environmental Nutrition, the newsletter of food, nutrition, and health. This is volume 47. Issue 5, May 2024. And the article is entitled Review, Health at Every Size. This approach focuses on measures of overall health. It's no secret that diets usually don't work. The majority of diet plans utilize energy or calorie restriction to focus on weight loss as the primary measure of success. In addition to being ineffective, certain weight loss programs may also contribute to negative impacts on overall health, like triggering binge eating behaviors, eating disorders, body dissatisfaction, and low self-esteem. To offset this harm, newer philosophies have emerged which shift the focus from solely on weight and instead to overall health promotion and body positivity. One well-recognized approach is health at every size. That's a registered trademark, and it goes by HAES, which is housed by the Association for Size, Diversity, and Health, ASDAH. And affirms a holistic definition of health, which cannot be characterized as simply the absence of physical or mental illness, limitation, or disease. Rather, health exists on a continuum that varies with time and circumstances for each individual. In short, the HAES approach does not focus on body weight, shape, or size, but instead highlights and encourages a meaningful lifestyle that includes eating based on body cues, like hunger and fullness, and by participating in reasonable and appropriate levels of physical activity. Due to HAES, certain key assumptions that follow traditional weight management paths have been challenged, including that the only way for a person living with obesity to improve their health is to lose weight, that being overweight or obese in and of itself possesses a significant risk of disease and death, and that anyone, if they are determined, can lose weight and keep it off through diet and exercise. None of the above assumptions have been solidly backed by scientific evidence, which may pique the interests of those going through a journey to improve health, possibly focusing on weight loss. As always, talk with your doctor before making significant changes to your eating plan and exercise regimen. This article was written by Kristen N. Smith, Ph.D. and RDN. And the Health at Every Size Principles from the ADSAH website are: weight inclusivity. Accept and respect the inherent diversity of body shapes and sizes, and reject the idealizing or pathologizing of specific body weights. Health enhancement. Support health policies that improve and equalize access to information and services, and personal practices that improve human well-being, including attention to individual physical, economic, social, spiritual, emotional, and other needs. Respectful care. Acknowledge our biases and work to end weight discrimination, weight stigma, and weight bias. Provide information and services from an understanding that the socioeconomic status, race, gender, sexual orientation, age, and other identities impact weight stigma and support environments that address these inequities. Eat for well-being. Promote flexible, individualized eating based on hunger, satiety, nutritional needs, and pleasure, rather than any externally regulated eating plan focused on weight control. And life-enhancing movement. Support physical activities that allow people of all sizes, abilities, and interests to engage in enjoyable movement to the degree they choose. And next, also from Environmental Nutrition, May 2024, in their Ask the Environmental Nutrition Experts section. You've probably heard someone going on and on about their favorite kitchen appliance, the Instapot. If not, brace yourself for a life-changing or at least life-time-saving gadget that you might want to add to your own kitchen arsenal. The Instapot is a programmable electric pressure cooker, similar to a slow cooker or a crock pot, and taking the place of a rice cooker, yogurt maker, steamer, and more. This piece of equipment is able to create a plethora of meals, snacks, drinks, desserts, and more in a fraction of the time. Most models available on the market come with additional programs that you can use depending on your meal cooking needs and offer step-by-step instructions, providing you with the guidance needed to branch out and try one. One of the most popular features is that even hard frozen meats and poultry can be defrosted and then fully cooked and used in a meal or a snack. We all know that this translates into savings of time, money, and energy. If you've been wanting to try one, what are you waiting for? This was also by Kristen M. Smith, PhD, RDN, and EN editor. And the last article for today from Environmental Nutrition, May 2024, is in the You Should Know section. Foods not tasting the same as they used to? Here's why. Aging can impact how we taste and enjoy food. We know that as we age, eyesight and hearing may decline. But did you know that taste and smell can as well? We start out with thousands of taste buds, not only on the tongue, but in the throat and on the roof of the mouth. Some taste buds are sensitive to sweet, others to sour, salty, bitter, and more. When taste buds are damaged, like from scalding coffee, they're able to regenerate and are typically replaced every couple of weeks. Sensitivity to flavors and the ability to regenerate is reduced with age, beginning in your 50s or 60s. Smell and taste. Maybe even more important than a loss of sensitive taste buds with age is a loss of smell. That's because taste and smell are intimately connected. When you bite into a spicy food, you breathe in the flavor and exhale it through your nose, where chemicals interact with receptor cells and transmit information to the brain about the taste. The loss of sensitivity to smell with age is even greater than the loss of sensitivity in your taste buds. But together, the losses are a double whammy and can translate to less sweetness in desserts, less sting from chili peppers, and less sinus opening effects of horseradish. In fact, that loss of taste that you're sensing could actually be a loss of smell. In addition, sensitivities to specific tastes can shift with age. It's not uncommon for a preference for sweet flavors during youth to shift to a preference for saltier flavors as we age. Other causes. Medications and zinc deficiencies are two other common causes of changes in taste. As many as 45% of adults 60 years and older have zinc intakes below the average requirement, which can negatively affect the ability to taste. Red meat, poultry, beans, nuts, and cereals, are all good sources of zinc. Chemotherapy, antihistamines, antidepressants, inhalers, and blood pressure medications can also interfere with your ability to taste, no matter what your age. This was written by a contributor to Environment and Nutrition. The next article is from Consumer Reports. How to Stop Eating at Night. Easy ways to break the habit once and for all, and maybe lose some weight, by Hallie Levine. Whether it's a long-standing habit or a routine picked up during the pandemic lockdowns, more than 60% of Americans ages 18 to 80 report snacking after 8 p.m., according to a 2021 International Food Informational Council survey. And it may be harming their health. Studies suggest that nighttime eating can lead to higher cholesterol and blood glucose levels, as well as weight gain. One reason may be that people unconsciously gravitate toward higher calorie foods at night, such as cake or chips, says Kelly Addison, PhD, director of the Center for Weight and Eating Disorders at the University of Pennsylvania. But it also may be due to our circadian rhythms, or the biological clock that tells our bodies when to be awake and when to sleep. Our bodies are really designed to digest and metabolize food more efficiently earlier in the day, she explains. If you're wedded to a nighttime snack, you don't have to give it up entirely, Allison says. But there are smart steps you can take to rein in night eating, most of which call for just small tweaks, not major overhauls. Here are 8 suggestions. First, prioritize daytime eating. People who start eating before 8:30 a.m. have lower blood sugar levels and less insulin resistance, which could reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a Northwestern study presented in March at the Endocrine Society 2021 annual meeting. This is true whether they ate only within a 10-hour window or for more than 13 hours each day. And a 2018 study published in the journal Cell Metabolism found that men with prediabetes who ate between the hours of 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. had lower insulin levels and better blood pressure, as well as a significantly decreased appetite. Letting your body fast overnight gives your mitochondria, the energy centers of your cells, a break. This in turn helps lower insulin and reduce overall inflammation in your body, which may be why we see improvements also in blood pressure and blood cholesterol, says Blandine LaFaire, MD, an endocrinologist at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. That said, even if you don't stick to a strict window of time, eating in the morning and making sure you get the majority of your calories during the day means that you'll be less hungry at night, which in turn should help you stave off nighttime snacking, Allison says. Next, keep a food journal. Tracking your eating for a few days can help you spot patterns. It's easy for people who are very busy to go for hours during the day without eating anything, says psychologist Marnie White, PhD, MS, associate professor of social and behavioral sciences at the Yale School of Public Health. When things slow down in the evening and you finally sit down to eat, you may be so starving that you have a loss of control and overeat at night. A bonus, a food diary can help with weight loss by holding you accountable. A 2019 study published in the journal Obesity found that people who carefully logged what they ate lost up to 10% of their body weight over a six-month period. Next, schedule your meals and snacks. Set up an eating schedule where you consume a small meal or snack every 2 to 3 hours during the day, White advises. When you eat frequently, it helps your blood sugar, helps keep your blood sugar stable and staves off hunger. Also, when you get into a regular pattern, it retrains your body into natural cues of hunger and satiety so you can consume the bulk of your calories during the day, she says. Pump up your protein. A higher protein diet has been linked to reduced hunger and less desire to overeat in the evenings. To make sure you get enough, try to have a mix of protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fat at each meal or snack, advises Debbie Petitpain, MS, RDN, a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Think 4 ounces of grilled salmon with a side of veggies drizzled in olive oil for dinner, or a banana with nut butter for a snack. Next, break associations. If you tend to nosh as you sit on your couch and watch TV or read at night, you'll automatically associate nighttime eating with those activities, White says. Just doing the activity may trigger the desire for a snack, even if you aren't really hungry. To halt the habit, White recommends that if you do have an evening snack, keep it completely separate from other after-dinner activities. Sit down at your kitchen table with some soft music in the background and really focus on what you're eating, she advises. This promotes mindfulness, which research suggests can help prevent overeating. It's also a good idea to make your evening snack something that requires silverware, Petitpain says. If you're using a fork or a spoon, you're less likely to mindlessly eat than if you're munching on something that comes straight out of a bag. Keep your hands busy. If your hands are occupied, you can eat, Petitpain says. Playing cards, working a puzzle, knitting or crocheting, or even giving yourself a manicure all fit the bill. But it can even be something as boring as folding the laundry while you watch TV, she says. Get to bed an hour earlier. Research has long shown an association between lack of sleep and weight gain. When you're sleep deprived, your body pumps out higher levels of the appetite-stimulating hormone, ghrelin, and lower levels of the satiety-inducing hormone, leptin, which promotes overall eating, Allison says. We all know that people who eat at night have lower sleep efficiency, which means they don't get the quality of sleep they need. This in turn can cause a vicious cycle that leads to overeating, especially at night when you're tired and more vulnerable to poor food decisions. Getting more sleep won't just help restore your ghrelin and leptin levels. If you're in bed, you'll have less nocturnal time, tanosh. And lastly, don't beat yourself up. Sometimes, despite all your best efforts, you'll end up devouring a cookie, or two, or three. The first thought that often comes into people's heads is, oh no, I blew it, White says. But that type of thinking can set the stage for disordered eating in the long term. An occasional treat isn't likely to do any harm to your waistline or your overall health, White says, and may ultimately help because you won't feel deprived. After you've had your snack, put the bag or box away on the top shelf of your pantry and go about your normal nighttime routine. After all, tomorrow is another day. Next, from Eating Well, the 7 best breakfast items at Trader Joe's, according to a food writer. They keep me satisfied until lunchtime. By Nick DeSimone. Updated February 3rd, 2024, and reviewed by dietitian Angie Nijin, M-A-R-D. Breakfast may be the most important meal of the day, but it's easy to skip when you're in a rush. As a frequent Trader Joe's shopper, I'm always on the lookout for new breakfast items that help me streamline my morning routine while providing boosts of fiber and protein to help keep hunger at bay until lunchtime. Trader Joe's is also full of interesting options to help diversify my usual breakfast choices. It's all too easy to get stuck in a breakfast rut. With that in mind, these are my 7 favorite breakfast items I always buy at Trader Joe's. 1. Fruit and Greens Smoothie Blend. Even in the dead of winter, I'm game for a smoothie for breakfast. And I love this blend because it mixes high-fiber berries with nutrient-packed kale and spinach, foods I try to add as much as possible to my diet. Bananas add creaminess and a good dose of healthy carbs for energy in the morning. I like to blend this mix with Trader Joe's non-dairy oat beverage with pea protein for a protein boost. 2. Whole grain waffles. I like to incorporate childhood favorites like waffles into my breakfast routine, but they must have a bit more substance to them, as I'm highly prone to mid-morning carb crash grumpies. As these waffles fit the bill, 30 grams of whole grains give them a delicious, toasty, nutty flavor, as well as over 20% of my daily recommended fiber. These waffles, topped with some nut butter and a sliced banana, are my go-to when I have a particularly busy morning that may delay my lunch break. 3. Cheese, spinach, and kale egg bites with whole wheat muffins. Okay, these are technically 2 products, but I almost always eat them together, so for me, they count as 1. The egg bites are great dupes for the one at Starbucks and pair perfectly with a toasted English muffin to make a tasty and filling breakfast. These products are also great on their own, of course. I often slather some nut butter on an English muffin and top with a handful of berries, or make my own scrambled eggs with greens to sandwich inside one. The egg bites are also super convenient to take on the go by themselves. 4, gluten-free organic rolled oats with ancient grains and seeds. I'm a huge oatmeal fan. I eat at least 3 times per week for breakfast or lunch, and this is my favorite oatmeal. I've never been a massive fan of the instant packets because even though they're loaded with sugar, I don't find them to be very flavorful. I just buy a big bag of rolled oats that cook almost as quickly and just top them with my own toppings, sweet or savory. This blend mixes oats with amaranth, chia, flax, and quinoa for a nutritious and textually diverse bite. No flavorless mush here. Top with a soft-boiled egg, sautéed spinach, and chili oil for a savory porridge. Or go classic with a handful of berries and a sprinkle of brown sugar. Number 5, almond butter chia overnight oats. Whether I go to Trader Joe's, I always grab at least 2 of these overnight oat cups. They're perfect for those mornings when I have literally no time to make anything, but still need a good breakfast to keep me going. I love the flavor of almond butter and chia in this mix. Plus, the combo provides a bit more protein and fiber than other flavors. Number 6, mango blueberry chia bowl. This ready-to-eat bowl is another item I grab a few of each time. Of each grocery chips to stash in my freezer for those mornings I've hit the snooze button one too many times. They're ready in a flash in the microwave, or with a little foresight, can be defrosted in the fridge overnight. I love these bowls because they offer a good amount of protein, fiber, and healthy fats to keep me going until lunchtime. Blueberries are my favorite fruit, so I usually add an extra handful of blueberries on top and a dollop of Greek yogurt if I'm feeling fancy. And lastly, peanut butter protein granola. I always try to reach for more high-protein breakfasts to stave off mid-morning snacking. One of my favorites is with this protein-packed granola because it offers 11 grams of protein per serving. I usually pair it with Trader Joe's non-fat plain Greek yogurt, which packs in another 17 grams for a whopping 28 grams of protein in one quick and tasty breakfast. I'm a huge peanut butter lover, so you'll often find me sprinkling this over ice cream after dinner, or even just snacking on it straight out of the bag throughout the day. One bag rarely lasts a whole week in my house. And that finishes up today's Eating Well segment. I'm Martha Mead for the Virginia Voice. This program airs on Sundays at 12:30 and Thursday mornings at 3. And it's also available anytime on demand at virginiavoice.org. Until next time, keep eating well.